Anyway, welcome to another podcast. This is Chris. This is podcast. This is like I don't know how many times that I host this fucking podcast.
But tamlay na tamlay ka. Ano pa yan?
Tamlay mo.
Tamlay mo.
Inamba. Diba? Gumaling ka na, diba?
Baka tamlay mo.
Yung mic mo sa bunganga mo. Subo mo yan.
Ano paano? Ganito ba? Ganito ba, putang ina mo ka?
Sige, Len. Putang ina mo ka.
Doon ba talaga yung ano niya, mic niya o sa gilid?
Hindi, dito sa taas. Anyway, tonight we are going to talk about not just
Puputok
Spider-Man
No
Way Home.
Wait lang.
Bakit mo pumutok
yung pangit sa podcast yan?
Sinira mo.
Wait nga lang.
Sinira mo.
Mag-install kami ng time. So ngayon guys, is magka-uusapan namin yung sa subject ni Chris. Which is, di pa namin alam.
Pumatid si Nash yan.
Si Nash. Ewan ko ba nandito si Nash?
Hello?
Nandito ba si Nash? Nash,
nandito si Nash.
Si Linus yan.
We have...
Si Linus.
We have special guests here.
Si Linus.
So much of
life. Puto gina.
Ah, Chris, ayos na?
Yeah, okay na. Okay na ba? Di na pa pumuputok? Di na pa pumuputok?
Di na.
Di na. Okay.
That's what she
from
said.
From the top. Shut the fuck.
It's not even funny. Stop laughing. What the fuck, man? What are you, 15 years old?
Maybe.
Go! What the heck?
Tonight we are going to talk about not just Spider-Man No Way Home, which we waited to watch for so long because of the Metro Manila Flop Festival. But also, we are going to talk about the whole Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like the shows in Disney, like WandaVision and Loki. Kasi all of that shit interconnects dun sa mga movies, and some of these Philistine bastards doesn't watch, or I'm not even mentioning them. You're about to watch it in the future and you would know the context. So if you haven't watched the Loki, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, WandaVision, the other Disney shows, this spoiler alert. Alright. So
Loki and Wanda lang.
Loki at Wanda lang napanood mo?
Yes.
Ikaw, Nash, what shows did you have watched already?
WandaVision, medyo nabored ako nung una. So, I didn't finish it. Pero yung the other ones, I finished it. Hawkeye, Loki. Ano pa ba iba? I forgot.
Ba yan, Nash?
Apat lang yung shows. Apat lang yung shows.
There's
like four shows.
Yeah.
Eh, ang problema, Tito, itong tatlo na to. Ah, napanood data nila. Si John napanood data lahat.
Napanood din na iba nila, but the recaps only.
Di mo wala.
Ken has watched it. Recaps
no,
only.
No, the recap. Okay, the recap only.
Glock on the other hand. Glock on the other hand is a Philistine bastard. Okay?
What's a Philistine? Are you being racist towards someone?
It's a cat, man.
Oh, whoa.
It's a what?
Just search it, you Philistine.
What's the
you
spelling?
Uncultured swine.
What's the Philistine?
See, even Neil doesn't know it.
It's a form of cat.
So I am an uncultured bastard because Neil doesn't know it. Fuck.
Di ko rin alam eh.
It's an unfamiliar word. Go check it out.
What is it? What's the spelling?
Si Chris.
Philistine? Si Chris the biblical Philistines? Or what?
Yeah, Philistines, yeah.
Si Chris, then you're to being towards ng, racism, ano, dude.
You know, lahat ng hard word, English word, yung sinasabi niya.
Hostel word is different to culture and the arts. Just like the Philistines in the Bible.
Yeah, Philistines like ancient people, you old man. Anyway,
no, why are you doing loco like
indifferent
that?
Indifferent to culture and the arts. Ululi ka ba, putang ina yo? If you guys are gonna talk about the Marvel shit, I can definitely talk about that shit. I just didn't watch the Marvels, the cinematic stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Tony, are we gonna talk about the manga? Are we gonna talk about the manga? Putang ina.
Watch the manga, man.
It's not manga. It's comic.
Oh, see, tangina, okay. You call me a Philistine? Y'all can't even it's talk manga, about man. The manga, man. All you know
it's comics,
is
man.
The
comics.
Cinematic universe. Go.
Are you
do
good?
It.
Are you good?
Anyway. Are you good now? Are you good
I'm
now?
I'm good now. Yeah, we're good. I'm good now.
So, napanood na natin lahat ng ano, No Way Home, yeah? Yes. What is your favorite parts in that movie?
Wala.
Nothing, wala. Oh my actually, fucking God.
Yeah, I think parang, it's too anime, man.
Too anime?
It's
what do you
anime,
mean?
Dude.
At ito siguro, ako muna.
Yeah.
As who watch the end game, feeling ko overhype siya. Kasi mas
overhype.
Gusto ko pa rin yung end game, Avengers, you know.
I mean, to be honest, no one can top end game. End game is
yeah, yun nga. So parang Endgame pa rin, but still, it's a nice movie. Nagpakita ang pinaka-original Spider-Man.
We're gonna talk about that later, but for me, like, Spider-Man No Way Home is like a fan service to all Marvel fans na keep asking these kind of stuff. Like, for example, nirefer nila lahat ng memes na ginagamit natin sa internet all the time. Like, for example, the yung sinabi ni ano? Yung sinabi ni Dr. Osborn? You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like, so, like, ang kukorni ng mga tao dun sa cinema na pinanood ko. This is like, dalawang beses ko siya pinanood sa cinema and some people only got it. Some people only got that reference. All of those fucking people in the cinema na nakapagod, ang kukorni nila. Promise. There's a lot of people there. Or there's a lot of scenes there na parang ako lang yung nagre-react and it's...
What if they were just being mindful of the people?
It's my opinion! It's my opinion! Nakakornihan lang ako sa mga kasama ko.
Kung di sila nun, nun puta wala magiging film festival flop din yung Spider-Man. Oh, fuck! Oo nga, doon ka manood sa baryo. Gusto mo yung mga katawanan. Kalabas mo for free sa labas.
Anyway, so, sinabi ko lang, that's my opinion. Nakakornihan lang ako sa mga kasama ko dun. Okay? Anyway, that's out of the way. Wala ba talaga kayong ano, like,
I mean,
favorite
like,
parts of
I
the way?
I agree, it is more of like a fan, isa lang fan akin, service shit.
That's a fan service.
Like, nagpakita yung ano. Wait, paano ka tapos?
Isa lang akin.
Pinoy's
podcast.
Pinoy's podcast.
Ito yung literal na Pinoy's podcast.
Sira-sira na kayo. Discord natin. Hindi yung mga
podcast natin. Gagpa kayo. Ituloy.
Kabibili ka na. Go.
Nakikinig nito sa coaching hype na yun. Wala na sila maintindihan. They're like, knobbing the face. What are they saying? And they're so sorry. Madidiscuss na sila kasi they're like, Jesus Christ. Okay. Anyway. So yeah, I agree with Chris. It's exactly that. It's a fan service movie with unnecessary casualties para sa akin.
for a fan service movie,
shit got really dark. Shit went really down and then went up again and went down to the point na parang hindi ko na alam kung ano ginagawa ng mga director. Are they trying to make us sad or are they giving us like a roller coaster ride? I don't know, para sa akin talaga fan service siya. And para sa akin na if they said that that part or that movie wasn't canon, I would believe it. I would believe na parang, hey, it's just something that happens on another universe, ganun, and then it's not really headcanon or something like that. Pero ganun siya, ganun yung impression niya sa akin nung buong movie na yun.
Yeah.
Hindi siya tulad na parang mga na-build up dati ng Endgame or yung mga previous Spider-Man. This is just like, parang kung sa Naruto or sa One Piece, parang siyang filler episode. Pero ginawa or OVA na ginawang movie and then it got hyped up a lot. It's the simplest way I can describe it.
Well, too bad.
May ganun ba sa comics?
No, what do you mean?
Meron ganun.
Parang yung backstory or like canon backstory ng isang Spider-Man is namatay yung kung sino mang uncle, aunt, or kahit na sinong mahal sa buhay niya. Tapos yung pumatay sa kanya is taga ibang dimension, di ba? Like, parang, what the fuck?
No. That didn't happen.
Or like, sa MCU lang yun na parang, yeah, that's a special case kasi...
Yeah, that's a special case.
Ginawa ng ano movie agad si Spider-Man eh. Parang, inintroduce agad dun sa ano agad, di ba?
Captain America Civil War. Like, all of the people saying that the whole trilogy of Spider-Man right now is the origin story of Spider-Man himself, the MCU. Kasi... One thing na binild up nila dito para kay Spider-Man is to have this shitty life as Peter Parker. Tingnan mo, yung Tobey Maguire Peter Parker has a shitty apartment and has a low-paying job.
Yeah, yun, maganda Parker. Yun, okay? That's the best Peter
that's
Parker.
That's the best Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield,
that's the best
the best Spider-Man for us. It's our childhood. And Andrew Garfield, may shitty apartment, but he lives under his...
he's rich, man. He rich as shit.
No, you Andrew Garfield.
No, man.
Andrew Garfield
is a middle class.
Yeah, he's middle class. Rich as shit. Man. What the fuck?
Yeah, his parents are scientists, man.
Basta nasa she lives under her aunt. Has a fucked up relationship with people. Peter Parker.
He sucks at saving people.
Yeah. Stop! Let me stop you right there.
No. Let me stop you right there. I know. I
got you. Diba simula ni Peter Parker, she lives in the aunt, she's just doing his homework. Bata pa siya.
Aunt May.
But that part, like, yung under siya ni Tony Stark, like, Peter Parker has the resources. Unlike the other Spider-Man natin. Like, parang feeling ko, like, angat na sa buhay si Peter Parker that time. But one thing na nangyari about the No Way Home now is now he is a Peter Parker now with a shitty apartment and a low-paying job. And parang ni-reset si Peter Parker. Parang ni-nerf si Peter Parker sa MCU.
Ano,
just because he's, ngayon wala na siyang access sa Stark Tech. All of the things na gagawin niya by himself and his whatever he has.
That's for the next movie.
And that's gonna be the next movie. That's gonna be the next trilogy, which is really, really interesting to look forward to.
Thinking about starting a podcast but worrying about recording, editing, and such? I only believe in one platform for podcasters to rely on. Anchor. You can download it from the App Store and Play Store or access it from the website www.anchor.fm for free. No need for complicated tools. You can immediately create your podcast and publish it on various platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and others. Sounds easy, right? Use Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast.
Feeling ko yung ending nung No Way Home parang nag-give way yung Peter Parker storyline ni Tom Holland. Yun lang. Kasi yung parang yung three movies na yun, parang palaging may ibang hero, like may Avengers, si Tony Stark lagi may kasama. So siguro yung ending na yun, like solo movie ka na, like siya lang, walang tulong ng iba.
Yung
sinabi ni Chris. Yeah.
Like there's no way to interact with other Avengers or former Avengers heroes anymore.
Tingin mo magkaka-movie pa ba siya in ano?
Yes, it's confirmed that it's gonna be another trilogy.
Maganda na nga ata
the first solo niya.
Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't
niya doon, sino ang kalaban niya ngayon doon?
Oh, there's a lot of possibilities. Like people hadn't know that Peter Parker is Spider-Man now, so the Vulture or Tombs still exists, still roams around there. Baka mabuo yung Sinister Six, if ever. He still knows Spider-Man, but he doesn't know that Peter Parker is now Spider-Man kasi yun nga, nawala yung memory na nawala yung Peter Parker is Spider-Man. Yeah,
Don't forget Venom because
Tom Hardy's Venom symbiote, like the piece of it, naiwan.
Kalaban ba ni Spider-Man si Venom?
Yes.
On that,
it's a very good universe.
Marvel versus
Capcom. Pero si Venom di kasali sa Sinister Six, right?
Yeah, hindi.
No,
he's a solo villain na kalaban ni Spider-Man.
Pero I don't know about the Sinister Six though. Kasi
gago Sinister parang 5 yun.
Hindi ko gets yung puno sa meme, like, you know.
No, that kasi nga Sinister Six, wala nga yung six, lima lang sila. So ginawa nilang pang-anim yung puno, okay?
Bakit
for
puno?
For the memes. Puta, ay nanonood ka ba?
Nanonood ka ba?
Yeah. Hindi ko lang maalala.
Bakit? Bakit niya? Sa tingin mo, if you were someone who makes memes and shit, bakit mo isasama yung puno sa Sinister Six?
Anong scene yun?
Remember when he was trying to capture yung mga Sinister
Electro,
Six members? Yeah. Sila Electro.
I get it now.
Very good.
Yeah. Wait lang. Speaking of fan service, si Ken ang siya expert dun eh. Si salita siya.
Putang ina, wala. Hindi ko alam yung Sinister Six eh. Putang ina eh.
Fan service ka.
Sinister Six. Ang dami kasi Sinister Six, they keep changing the Sinister Six depending sa mga. There was this one guy nga sa Sinister Six na hindi pa rin na lumalabas ngayon sa ano sa MCU, which is, I forgot, he's like a hunter.
Raven.
Si Raven?
Hura pa is Raven!
Yeah, that guy.
Hunter.
That hunter guy. And then, palipat-lipat lang talaga sila. You know, depende kung sino available. Hey, you wanna be Sinister Six for now? Kick Spider-Man's ass? And then, yun. Okay.
Yeah. I think wala dapat ako sa podcast na to. Wala akong alam dito.
Yung original ata ng Sinister Six, yung nakalabang mga PS4 na Spider-Man.
I think. Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Diba?
Yeah, definitely. Sila Rhino.
Doc Ock. Tama, right? Yeah. Green Goblin. Yes. Sandman. Yes. Tapos Electro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the original Sinister Six.
So, ano meron? Hindi
ko. Ano meron? Sino kaya?
Kinonfirm ko lang kasi that's the original six. Yeah.
One thing then, like, di ba, there's a Morbius movie coming up. There's sobrang dinelay yung movie na yun just for it to be connected to the MCU. Like, naka-curious din ako. Like, oh, di ba, sinabi din dun sa part na, ano? Morbius.
The
vampire thing.
The vampire.
Ano tawag? Yeah.
The blood-sucking demons.
Yeah. Sino? Si Batman.
Dr. Oh Morbius. Yeah, the that guy.
Si Batman.
Sorry na nis. Anong Batman?
Batman ng MCU. Yes.
Batman ng MCU?
Batman
anong Batman ng MCU?
Gago, may Batman sa MCU.
Gago okay. Sa Eternals ngay.
Meron, gago.
Gago Eternals, iba. Superman binabanggit yung Batman. Ba't binabanggit yun sa Eternals? Why?
Ano?
Ang alin?
Sino? Yung Batman tsaka Superman, doon nanood tayo.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna, are we gonna talk about this now? Like, why did the fucking DC Heroes?
Why not?
I don't know. It's something Easter egg. Di ko sure. Di ko alam kung paano ko i-explain niya bakit nila minention si Superman at tsaka si Batman doon sa putang ina ngayon.
So bakit? Sa Eternals? Yeah,
sa Eternals. Yeah, they did mention that.
Yeah,
they mentioned them.
What's the context? Ano sabi nila?
Because dun sa part na yung parang anak ni yung adapted sa ni that
black sa Eternal na nag-aano ng
si
mga
si Icarus kasi is a anak guy that Pastos. Can fly and can shoot lasers sa bata niya, okay? Mm-hmm. And then nung nagpakita siya dun sa adapted son, si Teo siya Superman, niya, you're Superman. Pastos. You have a cape, ganun. Ganun siya. And then sabi, Superman, ganun. So, they mentioned Superman sa MCU.
That's
sa
just a fucking Easter egg. What the, don't put too much no. into it. Puta, may na masyado kayong
conspiracy. Malay mo may ano.
It's
just a hero shit.
I don't like it.
So, this fucking world, fucking Warner Brothers and sino pa? And Marvel wouldn't even fucking work together, dude.
It's not.
So they're just poking each other.
Yeah, they're just poking each other.
They're just poking each other. Yeah. Oh,
you exist in our universe, but as a comic, ganun lang.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
So, ano na? What the fuck is this shit?
We were talking about the favorite scenes, and then Ken was about to say his favorite scene.
My favorite scene.
Now, what is your favorite scene?
What's your favorite scene, Ken?
Favorite.
Yeah, go ahead.
Salamat naman favorite scene. Ano siya, nakaka-proud, tas in that at the same time nakaka-cringe yung nagsalita yung grandmother ni Ned ng Tagalog.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah,
we can talk. Can we talk about that? It's
ipatanggal
such a
mo yung
big Filipino baiting. That Filipino baiting though, holy shit, I cringe.
You know, despite it being cringe, I like the scene itself of Andrew Garfield.
It's not cringe, it's
just,
you know,
climbing and then getting the cobwebs, because that's definitely what Lola's food.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sabi ni Lola, ipatanggal mo yung agiw, dude.
Agiw.
I don't even know what the fuck agiw is. Tangay na yun.
Agiw. Yung,
spiderweb.
Dust
na.
Kala
dust.
Yeah.
How come she lives in the States but can't speak English, dude?
She's a Lola.
Kinakausap niya si ano eh. Si Ned eh.
Kinakausap niya si Ned.
Oh, okay.
I mean, ganun naman pati ngayon, like sabihin natin sa real world, kahit sa ibang bansa ka, pagkausap mo, di ba, ano, Tagalog pa.
Or baka pinano mo, pinamigrate mo, pero like, nasa bahay ka lang, alam mo yun?
Yeah, probably mga granny. Yung mga ganun, there's this cartoon, I think I just recently saw a clip of
it. Yeah, parang sa Cartoon Network yun ba yun?
Excessive One.
Excessive,
Bisaya?
Ano yun, what show is that? Like, ano, I forgot, it's a Cartoon Network show.
Basta yun, okay. I wanted to watch the rest of it, man. They cut it off when they were about to cook rice.
Craig the Creek. Yeah. Craig the Creek, yeah.
And may fucked up dun. Nagreklamo pa yung mga tao, like, what the fuck? She's not Bisayawa enough. Parang ganun. Like, what the fuck is wrong with the people?
What do you mean? Oo nga.
Yung accent kasi gaga.
Paano ba? Okay naman yung accent niya.
Imaling boyfriend.
Imaling boyfriend.
I don't know what to wrong with people.
Nasa side track na tayo.
Anyway, dun nga sa ano, talking about dun sa revealing ng Spider-Man, how is the audience reaction sa inyo nung ano nung ni-reveal yung tatlo or yung dalawang Spider-Man?
I don't know.
We know that they're gonna go there because we got spoiled now thanks to some people in the internet and plus
yung
Marvel
trailer,
Brazil
pinakita
din.
Yeah.
They fucked up. Brazil fucked up in that trailer. Anyway, ano yung audience reaction para sa inyo? Ano yung feeling? Kasi Sa akin, it's mediocre.
Chris. I don't know, Chris. I'm not someone who... I'm someone who focuses on the movie and not focusing on the audience, Chris. And trying to judge them if they're corny or not,
kasing,
Chris.
Nakakahiya kasing, ano, nakakahiya kasing sumigaw ng ako lang kasi puta but ako lang yung nagpa-fanboy dun eh.
Puta nakakahiya.
Ako, ako,
oh, sisigaw mo mag-isa ron.
Ako, when I was watching it, like, for example, when I saw Daredevil, like, damn, dude, Daredevil.
Fuck you, you don't watch Daredevil?
Doesn't matter if I don't watch it or not. I know him, dude. Anyone who fucking knows the comics knows who Daredevil is.
Yo!
He's a lawyer. No. He's a freaking, what do you call this? A blind, guy?
Oh. He's what's a lawyer. He's a know? Blind guy?
Shit! Do I need to watch Daredevil? Excuse me, there are comics.
You even
there.
Have
there
the are, same shades.
There are
not
video
red, though.
Games. Exactly. There are video games referencing it. Oh. There, they live in New
but
York.
Anyway,
but anyway, mo lahat, Chris.
Anyway, about Matt Murdock, no one no, no one did.
No one yeah. knows. Yeah, no one knows
who's Matt Murdock there.
Mm-hmm. Probably like, they
no
know, one's, and they didn't.
No,
they
no, no, no one yeah. screamed
no
for
one,
this
no
king over
him.
There.
No,
no one watches
him.
Netflix. Damn.
I mean, fucked up. Maybe they know, pero wala nang sumisigaw kasi
yeah,
sisigaw. So like everyone think na parang oh shit walang nakakilala ito pag
sumigaw. They didn't even scream dun sa part na nakuha ni ano ni Matt Murdock yung ano yung brick.
Like,
that's
pero,
the
wait lang pero nung kami nila kay nila Jan nanood may ano.
May mas
bilang
like,
oh yeah. Buti naman buti sa inyo
yung brick.
Like what day did you watch it?
Ah?
8? Ewan ko.
Did you watch it late?
No, I watched it. No, I watched it nung nag-showing na. Before I got
home. Nag-aya siya.
Na kami nanood mga ganyan. Yeah. 8 yun yung nag-showing.
12 or 13 na.
Yeah, mas nauna ako sa inyo nanood.
So yeah,
tapos, di ba, ikaw
yung
pangali.
Dumasas nga yung mga nanom. Kori nga yung mga nakasabay. Ako
na
yung
pangalas pa yung
cinema ko eh. Like, I watched it like on the last fucking week na pwede na siya panoorin kasi I was in the hospital, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
And then okay pa naman yung energy.
Pinanood
like,
mo.
Yeah,
oh,
nice. Fair, hindi ko mag-isa.
Wait, saka panonood sa regular o sa director club? Ay,
regular lang. Dude, regular looks like director club. Director
yeah,
club.
Yeah, yeah. I watch both on regular. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Ano lang mas marami pag regular, di ba? Yung spacing sa ano,
mas
director's yeah. club.
Walang, ano, walang, ano lang, yung parang upuan dun sa director's
yeah.
club.
Yeah,
yeah, yung ganun yun.
Don't need that.
But,
sa akin, you need that, Shumai.
Anyways, going back.
Hindi.
Going back though.
Hindi mo nga need yun. Hindi nga natin need yun. Pero syempre, for the experience rin.
Komparado.
Yun lang naman eh.
Gusto matulog.
Pwede naman tayo mag-choose ng regular or ano eh. Asa sa atin naman
yun.
So,
yeah, I'm just gonna do it one time.
Yeah. So, sa sigawan, mas ano pa rin ako sa...
Endgame.
Well, malakas yung sigawan. Yung sa ano, yung nagpakita na si... Yung...
Nga Spider-Man.
Original Spider-Man. Syempre. Oo. Tapos yung isa pa. So, yung tatlo na sila.
Tsaka nangasan ako doon yung ano... Yung pinakita niya yung siya lang yung natural yung pinapalabas yung spider yung tingin yung
yeah, yung mga tumatawa din yun.
Tinanong nila kung pati ba sa pet lumalabas.
Pwet? Talagang pwet? Sigurado ako sa pet?
Another hold on. Sabi eh. Pero iba pa rin yung ano ha. Like singit ko lang iba pa rin yung experience pag yung sa endgame yung inano na ni
alam mo bakit,
Captain
ha?
America yung
alam mo
ano.
Bakit?
Oh,
Pintor? Wala pang ano, pandemic nung hayop ka.
Oh, yeah, yun rin.
Considering,
pandemic,
considering diba? That yung mga kasama natin dun sa ano is known Marvel fans, okay?
Talagang nagwawala yung buong sinihan.
Hmm. Tatayo ko talaga.
Shit yun?
Yeah, 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 it was. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Mga kasama mo dun, mga kilala mo lang din. Siyempre, mga ingay talaga kayo at mag-party kayo sa gitna. Walang may pakain
ng mga streamers din kasi mga kasama natin dun. Mga sarili humigaw.
Oo.
Walang hiya!
That was some nice reaction, man. You know?
Yeah,
kahit
nice
parang na-spoil lang po, tanahype pa rin, no? Every time. You know,
yung movie nga na yun, kahit wala nang upuan, nagpapapasok pa rin yung sinihan, eh. Hanip na yan. Nakatayo na sa gilid.
Yan, dami nakatayo na sa gilid.
Yes, fucked up. Oo, po. Yeah, good times, good times. Yeah.
Good times, oh. Fuck. Wait, ano ba yung susunod, ano na susunod na anticipated movie? for Marvel?
It's Morbius and then Doctor Strange.
Multiverse.
Multiverse Madness.
And Thor.
We're talking about
We're slowly moving towards that shit. Oo nga pala.
Yeah.
Now, I remember
this podcast. We're going to talk about that.
Go. Continue, man.
We're going to talk about that. Multiverse.
Continue na. Let's go.
Continue. Siguro, ano natin yung sa ano sa mga Disney movies, you know?
Oh, Disney movies.
Yeah, Disney movies.
Yeah. Okay, say sign in na. Go.
Hold on.
No, I mean, like, aren't we going to talk about their most hated scenes in Spider-Man?
You want to, man? Sige, go. Go, man.
I have a lot of hated scenes.
I have a lot of love scenes there.
A lot of cheap scenes.
Okay, love and hated, go.
Okay, go.
First off, I don't think Aunt May was supposed to be a... Should have been the official lamb there.
Ooh, okay. Aunt May.
I think
Ooh.
Masyadong pilit yung pag ano niya. Yung Jesus pagkamatay ni, ano, ni Aunt May doon. Like that was, I don't think that was necessary for any kind of character development.
Oh man, kahit naman sabihin,
natin na parang okay, he needed that para what do you call this, ma-control niya yung sarili niya, to not killing and all that shit. Feeling ko pinilit lang yun for the whole sake na ma-reset si Spider-Man. Yun lang. So that wala na siyang kasama talaga. Nobody will know him. Nada. And then nawala si Nash. Ganun yung nangyari kay
Thanos.
Alam mo, may naalala ko, may nakita kasi yung meme sa ano, sa Facebook. And then sabi ng bata daw, "When I grow up, I want to be Spider-Man." Tapos nakatingin yung uncle sa kanya, sabi niya, one of your family member dies, you know.
You power up.
Yeah, yun lang naalala ko, like, it's, if you're Spider-Man, kahit sa universe, someone has to fucking die for it. It's kind of fucked up, diba? It's kind of fucked up for a backstory sa isang ano, horror, isang
horror, you know, sa Spider-Man. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, for Spider-Man.
It's stupid, man.
One uncle must die.
One uncle or aunt must die.
Everyone
to know great power comes with great responsibility.
Diba? It's just one super convenient way. Kasi hindi, okay lang naman sa akin mamatay si Aunt May at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But right then and there, on that moment, on that scene, on that movie, after everything na pinagdaanan ni Aunt May and all that shit, napagdaanan niya na yung apocalypse ni
Thanos,
what do you call this? Ni Thanos and everything, and then she was pivotal to Peter's development over the past couple of movies. So biglang she just gets whacked by a fucking goblin rider from someone who's from another dimension pa, who's not even supposed to be there. Tangina. Ako dun sa ako kay Toby talaga, matitilt talaga ako. Parang kinatay ka ng Smurf.
May Smurf.
Makes sense.
Nahimik ka, pinatay ka ng Smurf. Parang ganun yung nangyari. Alright. Or parang naglaro ka ng Dark Souls and then nahimik ka mag-farm and then some kind of invader comes in and then fucks you up. Anyways, yun lang. And another thing na siguro pinaka-ayoko rin or medyo iffy is, remember when they were trying to figure out how to cure everyone?
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. At first, si, what do you call this? Si Tom Holland, Spider-Man, he was working with the Sinister Six using a fabricator from Stark Industries.
Yeah.
Ang na-fix nila si Doc Ock, di ba?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Si Doc,
so it actually took a Stark Industry level equipment to create cures, which Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield never had in
their universes,
in their world, yeah. Di ba? Okay. Guess what happened next? They made cures for everyone using fucking science, school science lab. Apparently, everything you need to cure the top villains of freaking New York is inside your high school freaking science laboratory.
Exactly.
Diba? And they did it in what? In just under an hour.
True.
Just under an hour.
I mean, there's another Peter Parker to help him to speed up the process, you know?
Yes, but dude, no. They were just there
together. They were minding each other's business. Like, okay, I'll take this and this. Okay, this will cure the Sandman. All right. Oh, hey, dude, check out my web shooter. It shoots without your freaking shooter machine.
Yeah, it's the main explanation.
Hey,
ata,
by the way, I have a girlfriend too. You know, he's kind of like my MJ. And then mahalo-halo sila. And then like just freaking MacGyvering some kind of fucking bomb that would stop Sandman. I think that's the web shooter or the web shooter specifically for Green Goblin.
Yeah. And so Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man already has the cure for that thing. He already has the knowledge to make the cure, so hindi na siya ganun ka impossible to make.
Ang nakita ko from the movie is si Doc Ock, nakuha niya yung dapat pang ano doon kay Electrode. Mm-hmm. Yung kay Green Goblin, nakita ko, yun yung dala ni Aunt May. Because it was a serum for Aunt May itself. For Green Goblin itself. Yun yung tinakbo nila. Yun, naintindihan ko makalibrate. How about the potion ni, ni Lizard Man and yes, yung device para ma-reverse yung polarity ni Sandman na inanupan ng isang hyperbolic whatever, kung ano man yun, yung Hadron Collider. Doon nila ginawa sa science lab yun.
Thinking about starting a podcast but worrying about recording, editing, and such? I only believe in one platform for podcasters to rely on. Anchor. You can download it from the App Store and Play Store or access it from the website www.anchor.fm for free. No need for complicated tools. You can immediately create your podcast and publish it on various platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and others. Sounds easy, right? Use Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast.
That so, yun yung hindi ko maintindihan.
This is not the this is not Justice League. Thing is, they have to show 3 hours.
Andrew Garfield has already the knowledge to make the serum. Oh. But yung tinatanong mo is, how did they get the materials to make it?
It was just, para sa akin lang, it was just super convenient. It was just super convenient na, why couldn't they do that on their...
Hey, maybe the high school pinapunta ni Peter Parker is well-funded, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, yun lang. Yun lang yung parang nakita ko. It's not really that
much. Alam mo yung weird sa movie na yun, yung part lang na yun where they make serum and shit. You know, kasi parang... sa movie yung Tom Holland Peter Parker is not really something na parang academic genius, parang ganun.
He is a scientist. He's
which is weird, like, parang dumating lang sa scene, what the fuck is now solving this shit, like they're not even showing na parang magaling siya sa Akets or some shit.
He was like that, pero hindi lang kasi pinashow, parang hindi, di ba, kasi sa iba, like the amazing yun pupunta talaga siya, he moves like a fucking nerd.
And then, alam mo yun, like, what the fuck? Yeah, just weird. Ang weird lang ng part na yun para sa akin.
Fucking nerd. What's wrong with nerds? Okay, last scene siguro. Oh, para sa akin, I really hate. You know, what happened to Tobey Maguire's spider sense?
He's too old, from all that swinging, he was literally next to you, putang ina mo,
Tom Holland can even sense the intent of a fucking Green Goblin bago pa may going to Green Goblin, and you're like smiling there and like you do a
anticipated din ako, anticipated din. He needed to get hurt.
Sabi niya, nasaksakin ako. Okay, let me just adjust it para sa...
yeah, like, hindi fatal.
Para mahulus dili lang si si Tom
para
Holland.
Para sa character development.
He's about to kill this guy.
True.
He's about to end this man's career.
It's bullshit. It is fucked up.
That was dumb though. Pero yeah, yun lang naman. Sorry.
Wait lang. Interesado ako sa sinabi ni Neil na napaliwanag daw yung... yung bakit natural yung paglabas ng sapot ni Toby? Bakit natural?
What?
Like hindi kagaya ng iba. Napariwanag
ba? May nabasa ko somewhere, no. something about ganun eh.
Hindi ba
napariwanag? It's just, movie, it's just in the, how the world works. That's
yeah, it's just how. It's just how the world works. Ito,
ito. Ganun lang talaga
yung version. Pagkakaalam ko, may napanood ako na dapat meron din daw siya na parang gamit. Pero yung director daw parang mas alam yun, parang mas matotohanan or ano.
Ganun?
Kasi iba-iba universe sila galing eh. So, you know, yeah. Maybe sa universe
din originally, yung... originally the web shooters are you know, or mechanically yeah. Fired.
When I was a kid, when I was a kid back in my days, yun yung parang akala ko yun yung canon na Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Kasi yeah, yung pinaka yun yung pinakauna Spider-Man siya. Eh. So basta putang inang yan. Kaya lahat ng mga bata dati gusto magpakagat sa gagamba or pag nakagat sila sa gagamba, mga ganun sila kasi akala nila.
Mga ganun.
Sila ng ano.
May nasa luka.
Na ano kasi ako, nalilayman ako dun sa may, ba't kailangan pa ng machine? Ba't di nila kagayaan si Toby, no?
Mm-hmm. Kasi iba yung reality sa universe nila, okay?
Fuck, man.
Yeah, man.
Fucking disappointing, man.
I think may explanation din yan. Kasi I think pinapakita rin yung pagka-matalino nilang Spider-Man. Like, syempre, nagagawa nila, ano, diba, mag-isa yung, ano, like, kay Toby.
Yung shoot
kay Toby, diba, nahirapan pa nga siya. Ginawa niya rin ng, ano rin yun, tawag dito, para hindi masira.
Para hindi grounded.
Oo, yun. Yeah.
Oo. Oh.
So, feel ko, yun yun.
Damn, that's nice, man. No. Fuck. Tom Holland.
Speaking of the webs, you know about the web block?
The web block.
No, web block
siya yun. Web block yung ginawa. At least, yung hinaan niya, no? Di ba ni Toby?
Yeah, the web block. Yeah. What's the reason for your web block? Existential crisis.
What the fuck, man?
Sasayo-sayo pang ganun.
Pero is it nice?
By the way, sino pa may hate sa inyo o may love?
One thing I love na scene dun sa ano is when Andrew Garfield Spider-Man redeemed himself by catching MJ from dying. Yeah. It was ano,
hindi niya na mababalik si Gwen sa pagligtas sa
but the thing is that he redeemed himself by doing that shit. It's,
yeah. May nabasa na
si MJ niligtas niya. Ha? Si Loki rin, sino pa? Marami.
Tayo ng meme yan. Lahat na nahulog si Nalo. Umiyak.
Ito.
The meme after this.
Ito, wait. Meron din ako nabasa, like, why didn't, ano, Doctor Strange cast the spell na forget, like, kung ano yung sinabi ni Mysterio. But yun, ba't hindi na lang yun? Mas madali. Diba? Like, it would solve the problem. Like, and the
well, ask Peter Parker. Well, diba? Ask Peter Parker, okay?
The thing is, like, baka, siyang, ano, baka explanation daw kasi when casting that spell, dapat nandun na rin yung taong, ano.
Oh, kasi patay na rin ba si, ano? Patay na rin siya,
so it has to be, he has to be there. So yung si Mysterio, dapat nandun rin kung gusto niya makalimutan yung, ano.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
Yun yung explanation daw ng iba. I don't know.
Okay. Yan.
It was nice.
Answered.
Nice, man.
The ending was nice.
You know what? You know what? Though, isang ano ko is like, why did
ano?
yung spell na yun ni Doctor Strange could have been used a lot sa ano.
They have been using it
sa previous sa Endgame, sa ano,
Infinity War, yeah.
In a whole lot of ways. Kung ganun lang ka convenient sa kanyang gawin 'yun. Like parang dadaan ka lang kay Doctor Strange like, "Hey, I want people to forget about it." "Okay, sure, come down my basement, bro." Ganun.
Baka kakaano niya lang, kakaaral niya lang, oh.
True.
Then, ano yun? Pagkakaalam ko, spell na yun, di ba? Sinabi ni, sino yun? Yung kasama ni Doctor Strange?
Ni Wong, yeah.
Yeah, Ni Wong. Na, dangerous
like,
nga yung
Strange,
spell na yun.
Like, Strange is already using that shit.
Meron din.
Used like, parties.
Sinabi ka dun, eh. May hint.
Wait lang, meron din, di ba? Like, ilang, ano yun? Probability? 14 million? Siguro, probably nakita ni Doctor Strange yun, pero natalo pa rin sila nung ginamit yun.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. Kaya yung snap lang siguro talaga yung mapag-save. Probably yun nangyari.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun yung timeline ni Doctor Strange, okay? It's like a fucking butterfly Madness. Effect video game na tipong
wait
your
lang.
Choices don't really matter. Parang kailangan
sana magka-video
yung
game,
game
nun,
guide mismo.
No? Ganda magka-video game. Like, mangluloko ka lang ng magic and shit. So Doctor Strange video game. You know.
Ilan bang Doctor Strange ano sa ibang universe?
Marami.
Marami
sila?
Marami.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Marami ring Ken sa ibang universe. Marami.
Yeah. Pero ito, sa akin naman, ang hate ko lang dun is bakit, alam mo yun, bakit like, tinulungan niya yung mga ano na yun. Yung like, yung mga villains. Pindutin mo na, pindutin mo na. Para maano sila. Babalik sila sa universe nila.
No, like, kasi nga, dahil nga kay Aunt May, okay? Mm-hmm. He was being a fucking pacifist. Di ba kasi nga, sabi ni Aunt May,
save everyone, fucking, save everyone.
You gotta help these people.
You gotta help these people. Kawawa naman si, ano, si...
Eh, dapat lang
ka. And Tom Holland, be like, has this own version of...
Dapat lang pala talaga namatay siya.
Dapat lang mamatay si Aunt May.
Yeah, imagine, you know, all the villains.
And Tom Holland, Spider-Man has this, no, this version of, I don't see the part where that's my problem.
Yeah, hindi siya shadow. Para sunod lang siya kay Aunt May niya.
Sinasabi niya, I don't... Sinasabi niya, sinasabi ni Tom Holland kay, ano, kay Aunt May na, this is not my problem. Parang yun yung version ni Tom Holland dun sa part na, I don't see the part where that's my problem.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pero he still made it.
Here's the thing though, like para sa akin din, medyo pointless nga yun. Kahit sabihin natin like gusto nga niya tulungan yung mga ano, sa mga, yung mga tao sa ibang dimension. But the thing is, like, sa kanya, iba-ibang dimension naman yun eh. Again, he needed that Tobey Maguire energy of, I don't give a shit. I shouldn't give a shit. This ain't my problem. Kasi pag nakabalik na sila doon, sa ibang world, puta, patay pa rin yung iba na buhay. That's considering na para magkaiba yung dimension.
Magkaiba na yung timeline. Magkaiba yung
timeline. Magkakaroon na naman ng Nexus shit. That na magbabranch na naman.
Alam ko, that iba is na talaga, no?
Ito. Yeah.
Kasi hindi pinagaling. Magiging
parang, dun sa anong yun, like yung dun sa
wait, the no, fuck wait. Part. No, wait. No, what the fuck? No.
Actually, let me explain. Let me explain, okay? Bale, dun nga, di ba nga, nagkita-kita sila. Kung saan sila namatay, yung muti ka naman matay, dun sila na, ano, di ba, dun sa time na yun.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, habang buhay pa si na Tobey Maguire, tumanda na sila, nag-mature. Parang, different universe, but another different timeline dun sa different universe. Mm-hmm. Do you get me?
Uh-huh.
Yun yung, ano, that is what's happening. Yeah. Ito yung, ano, kaya, this is the reason why you should watch Loki, kasi, in the first place, this thing wouldn't happen if Loki didn't tampered on the TVA.
Sylvie.
Spoilers alert. Who doesn't?
Ito lang, spoilers alert. Ito lang yung ano ko do. Ito lang yung qualm ko doon sa ito lang yung counter ko doon sa ano yun sa timeline theory na yan. So, we have three villains from the Tobey Maguire movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Each of those villains came from a different timeline.
Time.
Kumbaga, of the universe. Iba na yung timeline nila. Okay. Of
no.
Is it from the same universe?
It's the same multiverse. Yeah.
Dalawa, hindi tatlo kasi magkakilala yung ano eh.
Wait.
Sandman.
Green Goblin.
Doc Ock. Green Goblin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what you sa theory mo, Chris, what you're saying is that all these
in a single multiverse, diverging timelines. There's a divergent
single multiverse lang, divergent sideline. Where does freaking Tobey Maguire stand? Why couldn't there
dun
be...
So,
ibig sabihin, this Tobey Maguire cannot exist separately on these three timelines?
Yes. Yeah, nun ako yung Tobey Maguire version na yun, nasa continuing timeline na napanood natin sa ano?
Sa movie.
So, mm-hmm. That means when he freaking goes back to his timeline, buhay na tong...
They're still dead!
They're still dead.
Yeah.
So why couldn't there be three Tobey Maguires as well that came out?
Kasi yun lang yung kilala natin. Yun yung logic ngayon. Mm-hmm. Yun yung napanood natin. Yun yung nakalakay natin panoorin. And they cannot... I don't think they can make that another... Ano, that make it complex sa ano.
No, they were being lazy.
For a movie to watch.
I wanted three Tobey Maguire.
Oh, nah, I want Supreme Spider-Man, man.
For each
Supreme Spider-Man.
Puta, tinaw mo no. Sabi, what the fuck? Fuck this
Spider-Man. Sobrang magiging complex na to.
Puta, what was the point then of like fucking
speaking of complexity, speaking of complexity, it's gonna come on Multiverse of Madness. All of the complexity of the multiverse is gonna be explained there. But the thing about the timeline right now is explained on Loki. TV, the Kang the Conqueror or the good version of Kang the Conqueror who was trying to maintain the sacred timeline. Pag may diverge timeline, it's gonna get reset back to sa mismong timeline na MCU. Ngayon na nangyari sa Loki, which kung di mo pa napapanood, is panoorin mo na ngayon, stop watching this fucking podcast, is nung namatay yung parang nagme-maintain ng sacred timeline, nag-diverge lahat ng timeline at it all got messed up.
Hindi pa siya namamatay.
nung napatay na siya, lahat ng ano, lahat ng... Hindi, yeah, nagsimula na
yung... Nag-verge na.
Nag-verge na kasi... Mamatay. Kasi, yes. Kasi fated na talaga mamamatay dun siya, ano, okay? Mm-hmm. Nung nasaksak na siya, talagang nag-burst out na yun.
Yeah,
ano,
nag-burst out na into branches,
dun
na nang, man.
Dun na nangyari lahat ng mga ano. Kaya, yung mga nasa, mga nasa, napul, yung napul sa multiverse, wala nang magpipigil sa kanila. Kasi nga, the TVA is already gone. The TVA is doing their own business now. May sarili-sarili din ng version ng TVA.
Wala akong maintindihan.
You should have watched, man. You should have watched.
Oh, I promise yung Loki, sobrang sulit. So, yeah,
sobrang sulit. Loki, tayo. You should watch it.
Putang
Loki
ina.
How many episodes Loki. Does it have?
Six episodes. Six episodes. Really, really
pero
worth
every
it.
Episode sulit. Hindi ka tulad nung sa WandaVision.
Sa WandaVision. So, WandaVision. WandaVision is his own thing.
Napanood mo What If, Neil, ha?
Ah, hindi
what
pa.
If? One of the reasons why then.
Ending na No Way Home, gago. Yung na nababasag ng reality gago doon mo makikita like oh shit you know it all interconnected.
That's one of the reasons then why What If ano existed because what happened to Loki like bakit nagkaroon ng different versions of Captain America why
zombie
well there's zombies or bakit si putang na Vision naging Ultra Vision
if, gago,
si like, si Ant-Man naging evil yeah
Dian! Oh, you fucking spoiled the people already!
We're already spoiling them from the second they clicked this video! Hey, what the fuck?
Yeah, they shouldn't be watching this shit.
Let's go, man. Yeah, what the fuck?
They shouldn't watch this shit.
Ant-Man became evil. Ano nangyari, ha? Ano sunod?
Ayun na, anong nangyari? Anong
nangyari ka, Ant-Man, ha?
Why, na? What happened,
ha? Ano sa soldier?
What the fuck? Did he get turned into a red ant or something?
Ano? Pag di nyo pa napapanadog yung panoorin itong part na to,
wait lang, ano ba? So What If, man?
He basically killed yeah, so
what
the if. Avengers.
Well, no, shut the fuck up! Di ko pa napapanood, no.
Wala na, nasabi na.
Ano, Nash? Don't. Ant-Man killed the,
Avengers,
ano?
Avengers, man? Holy shit.
The Avengers?
Oh my God, it's so
much. Yo, what the fuck?
Oh my God, it breaks the brain.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Killed everyone, man.
What the fuck?
Wait lang. Basically, yung sa ano like yung inaano ng mga tao basically si Ant-Man yung pinakamalakas sa ano kasi nga di ba he can like pwede siyang pumasok sa loob ng katawan mo hindi mo malalaman yeah. Di ba
pwede siya
pumasok sa puwet tapos puwet tapos lalaki siya oh my god yeah,
yeah. The memes
napalitan ni Christian meron yun
he should have done that on Thanos
yeah pumasok sa puwet tapos lumaki gago
exactly wala siya dun eh
exactly
gago that
wala siya dun sa ano. Oh, wait,
what the fuck are you watching, Nash? Why you know
so
this
what
shit?
If, it's a what if.
What if? It's what if.
Ah, so what if ba
it's yan? What if. It's what if.
Nash!
Dapat pala pumasok na siya sa
pwet
ni Thanos.
Send mo na sa akin, Nash, yung what if.
Sabi ko na naman, dapat pumasok sa pwet ni Thanos eh. Pero by doing yeah, that, it created Jesus another timeline easy, where Ant-Man became the evil guy. Tapos ako niya yung stones tapos po.
Well, it's not the Ant-Man that you're expecting right now. I believe that it's not the Ant-Man that you're expecting right now.
Hindi yan. Not the funny guy. Not the funny guy.
No, not the funny guy.
Yeah, hindi yan.
Nice, man. I mean, we do have like a Tony Stark variant with evil and shit. So, what's new, huh? Wow, anong bago dito, huh? There's nothing new, man.
There's nothing new, man. There's fucking nothing new.
Because they introduced the multiverse and dimensions and shit. There's nothing new,
yeah,
man.
Gusto kong makita you know? Yung ano, Illuminati.
May ibang it's dimension na boy pa rin si Tony Stark, okay? Fuck the man.
Superior Iron Man, yeah.
Yeah, Superior Iron Man.
So, paano kaya magbabranch yung ano, no? Isipin nyo, paano magbabranch out yung movie pagdating dun sa Doctor Strange
magic. Sana maayos sila legit like it's so bullshit
may,
you know dimension
ano yan
shit.
Hindi kailangan
may,
ulit si Conqueror ano dun
I don't think Kang
will be there or maybe he will
diba?
But meron ding parts sa WandaVision kung paano nakuha ni Wanda yung kanyang mga anak sa ano sa kung saan man or how he ano
your
how,
mic
how she oh shit
wait on. What may ano dun alam ko lang nabuntis
napansin ko lang wala mababangit siya
ano kasi
yeah.
Ano ba meron siya, Uchiha?
Kaya siya so, nabuntis doon, like, meron siyang parang ginagawang reality shifting na parang pinupull out niya sa different multiverse.
Sumasabog yung ano mo?
Sumasabog?
Wait lang.
Bakit hindi? Ba't wala pa ako narinig about kay Shang-Chi? Wala ba siyang parte, ha?
Wala.
I mean, meron, pero hindi pa siya kinoconnect right now. Wala pang
pa,
connection.
Hello? Saan ba gawa yung rings, ha?
Saan ba gawa yung rings?
I mean, sa comics... Ano? It's from the dragons. It's dragons.
So yeah. That's crazy. Shit. Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah,
man.
yun sa
what the fuck, dragons?
So may Goku.
That's it?
May Dragon Balls and shit.
Like dragons from ano? Like Shang-Chi?
No, yeah, narinig ko yung dragon, tapos yung sabi ko fuck this shit. Never
original, mind. Original 10 rings. Yeah, it's from dragons.
Di ba may parang teaser sa dulo na parang pila, ano nila sa mga ano yung ano nila Doctor Strange and then like na-detect na ang tagal.
May nagpiping niya. Wala pa explanation din.
Bakit
nagpiping? Pero kung sa comics, yeah, kung sa comics hindi, iba yung origins niya.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. So they're pero, setting up ato, something for the fourth phase 4.
They say, yeah, kung napanood mo yung Shang-Chi, parang na-explain ako saan galing yung Ten Rings. Somewhere from Forge in the another planet daw, yung Ten Rings.
They like thousand of years daw, wala daw siyang ano.
Di ba older than
wala daw silang record? Wala daw silang record.
Was it older than the stones or what the fuck?
Yeah, sobrang old daw nung
sobrang,
rings. Di ba ending nun, it's like becoming a beacon or something.
I've never seen this before. Sabi nga yan, di ba?
Yeah. Pero nagiging beacon nga daw, so who the fuck is it calling? So it's like if a phase 4 shit na cinematic.
Speaking of phase 4,
it hasn't
yeah, speaking of phase 4, ano? Speaking of phase 4, ang daming threats ng phase 4 na I don't even know what to expect na kung ano magiging kalaban nila. There's the Celestials, there's a threat of multiverse breaking.
Pero ang daming Uraktos, ha?
Well, nag-break na yung multiverse, diba?
Sobrang daming, ano, sobrang daming threats.
Paano kaya, ano? Celestial shit.
Which yung mas malakas, Celestial or...
Ano, laka nung dita mo nag-TP yun dun, boy? Sa Eternals.
Galactus is a Celestial, man.
No, Galactus is in the Celestial.
Hindi.
What?
Yeah.
Hindi daw.
Galactus was like one of the first people dati.
Planet Destroyer.
Parang, na parang, ano, parang nakasurvive siya or something. I don't know. Basta, Galactus is a...
Hindi siya Celestial.
Pagkakabasa ko, akala ko Celestial.
He's not a Celestial, but he's much bigger than a Celestial.
Yung tatay ni, ano, yung sa galaxy, ano, yun yung Celestial.
Si Ego.
Si Ego, yun yung...
Yun yung Celestial.
Sa pinakamalakas, di ba?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who's bigger than a Celestial and Galactus?
Oh, come on, man! Don't say it, man! No.
Say it, man! Say it, man! Don't do it,
my right mom! My mom!
Buset?
I can't believe you guys saw that time.
Siyempre,
I actually, I tried my best to sound serious.
Alam mo yung parang may ano, talaga alam mo na yung next. Takina, kitang-kita sa salita mo eh. Pero it's siguro normal na ano lang.
I tried my alam best to sound as normal as possible. I really tried, man.
Pero ito, sabihin natin, ito eh, kasi gusto i-share yung sa Loki talaga. Sobrang na-fascinate ako sa ano. Lalo na sa end scene. Na yung girl variant, si Sylvie, tinulak siya. So ano yun? Si Sylvie na yung maghahawak, magkocontrol ng ano?
I have no idea. It's so ambiguous what the fuck
diba
is happening to
Loki. Wait, Conqueror's Kang, di ba Kang?
Kang the Conqueror,
Kang,
yeah.
Kang the Conqueror. Like, gusto niya talaga magpapatay?
No. Like, binigyan lang talaga siya ng choice. Ang pangalan ata ng, ano, ng good version ni Kang, wait lang, let me search it on Google.
Yun ba sa dulo ng Loki? That Kang
yes.
Didn't he fucking tease like an evil version of himself somewhere out there?
Yes, sabi niya as in Tagalog, mamimit nyo pa yung mas evil side ko. Parang yung version na yon yung pa yung chill side.
Oo, yun yung pinaka good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yung napuntahan ni Loki na TVA, putang na siya yung boss doon. Siya yung CEO.
Yung pinakamasamang ano, yung pinakamasamang Kang.
ibang TVA, ibang universe rin siya, yeah.
What's a TVA?
Time Variance Authority. Sila yung parang nag-guard
ng... You should watch
ng,
that shit, man. It's so nice.
...ng breach.
Yeah, man,
it's
so nice.
It's so nice, man.
It's good.
Yeah. Man, dun may lahat ng tanong mo sa Spider-Man kung bakit nangyayari yung mga nangyayari sa ano. It's on Loki. It's explained.
It's fun
there
to watch. You know?
We should definitely
it,
yeah, watch
it's fun it to watch.
Pati yung scene na nagka-crack yung sky na kulay something
purple,
na
mga yun.
Oo, yun.
Wala sa Loki yun.
Nandun din yun, di ba? Like nag-branch yung ano, parang ganun yung kulay. Parang ganun lang yung
hindi
kulay. Yun lang.
Ah, yung kulay, ano yung kulay. Okay.
Parang ganun
pero,
lang.
Pero, ang ano dun is tag dito.
Tekken. Motherfucker.
Wait lang.
Masaya ka ba, boy?
Go, masaya. Mamaya. Game, mamaya. Go.
Go, Neil. Go.
Ito, iniisip ko eh. Yung kay Loki na... Di ba, inaayos nga ng TVA yung timeline. So, sinabi ni Loki, putang na, ba't hindi nyo hinuhuli sila Avengers?
Kasi
and nag-ano sila ng timeline.
Oh yeah. You remember that na nag-ano
sabi,
time jump sila. Di ba sinagot yun? Yeah, ano sabi?
Sabi
yeah,
na Mobius. Mobius ba pangalan?
Yeah, sinagot.
Sabi, lahat na yun, sa timeline nila, dapat mangyari. Mm.
Mangyari yun.
How could? Can't you know it? What a fucking convenient fucking
yes,
answer,
plot, yeah.
plot device.
What a convenience. Yeah.
Oh, because it's supposed to happen. What the fuck? And then you guys are manipulating the fucking shit then.
Kasi single line lang yun. As a single line pa rin nila. Pero
may palipat sila.
Oh, na-explain na sa akin. If hindi nila binalik yung mga stones,
it will make ano.
Magbabranch ulit. 'Di ba yung kinuha ni ano ni Hawk sa ano yung ano nakita rin doon.
Yung time stone doon.
Mm-mm. Na magbabranch na magbabranch yung ano.
Hey, wait a moment. Question. Kasi hindi ko para puro yung mga yan yung mga Eternals or yung mga ganyan.
Yeah.
Was 'di ba did those happen post the what do you call it? Post
end game. Yeah.
Game. Okay. And then they keep talking about people. What do you call this? Preserving the right timeline, diba?
Yes.
Yeah.
The sacred timeline.
They have to follow a straight line. Tama.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was there a point na parang nag-complain sila na parang they were what do you call this? Surprised about things happening, and they don't know what the fuck is happening then.
No.
They know what's happening.
Yeah, they know the so basically they're just following a script ganun.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So pag may nag-iba doon sa ano 'yun, pag may nag-iba, pag may nag-diverge, they're gonna reset that timeline para ano, para tuloy-tuloy yung ano.
So was while, there a timeline?
How they resetting the timeline? They're gonna go to that timeline. They're just gonna put a time bomb there to reset all of those shit there.
Was there a time that they fought each other and all that shit?
Hmm?
Was there a time that they fought each other? Ganun?
Who's TVA? Fought each other? TVA? No.
Yung mga, ano, the people trying to preserve the time. Ganun.
No.
Wala. TVA is like they don't fight ganun. With anyone.
Ito, the thing is,
actually, they fight. They fight people who's... They fight people who's... No, they're trying to arrest people who's trying to breach the sacred timeline. And then when they got arrested, they're gonna get pruned or... They're gonna be part of the ano.
I need to watch more of that TVA shit.
I mean, can you fight against the time the TVA?
Loki did. Yeah, Loki did.
So
yeah.
That means they did not see it coming.
Kasi kung ano nangyayari sa TVA, yun yung ano.
Wait.
Kung ano mga within nangyayari sa TVA,
dito may explanation.
They did see it, kaso hindi TVA. Si Kang ang nakakita.
Si Kang yung nakakita.
Si Kang lang.
Kasi,
wala na sa timeline si Loki. Yes, mm-hmm. So free siya sa TVA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So lahat ng sinasabi
coming.
Niya, nasusulat pa lang.
No! Kang already see it coming. Kang paved the way.
Si Kang na nakakita, hindi mo TVA.
Kang paved the way to go him, to go to the end of the line.
Okay.
Kasi siguro sa akin, background.
Nung Kang, like Loki is trying to kill Kang, nagtitipi-tipi lang siya kasi alam niya kung saan pupunta yung ano yung mga shit.
Okay, please explain kung ano background ni Kang the Conqueror kay Globo.
Like Kang Kang the Conqueror or this the one who remains is called Nathaniel Richards. Yeah. He was a guy who lives in the 31st century.
Okay.
Na
31st.
Nagkaroon siya, yeah, one of the first people. Yeah, one of the first people in the 31st century. He's just a human and he's a scientist na naka-discover ng multiverse and nung
napatong-patong.
Nagpatong-patong nung design niyang may pagkilala sa mga ibang Nathaniel Richards. Like he made this like a group. Pero some of those groups are evil and try to take over the whole multiverse. And this good Nathaniel
like
Richards
like the Council try, of Rick, man.
Yeah, try to kill
the power. Exactly.
Exactly.
He tried to kill the you know the other you know the other Nathaniel Richards and he made the TVA that he kaya tinawag siyang the He Who Remains. Ngayon na nung when Loki is in the end of time with
wait,
Nathaniel
lang,
Richards.
Wait, may ano kami onti kang hindi nasama.
Ano?
Na siya yung nagpa merong multiverse wars na nangyayari.
Yeah,
diba?
yun yung sinabi ko, yung multiverse wars. Yeah, na pinatay niya lahat yung mga ano.
Doon, nagpahinto doon.
Like siya yung nawala, siya yung natira. So ginawa niya yung TVA, he made the sacred timeline na para hindi na mangyayari yung ano, yung
damn, so
yung multiverse war. Ngayon napagod na siya. Ngayon na pagod na siyang i-maintain yung sacred timeline is all this live long enough to see this shit. He tried to pave a way for the two Lokis na pumunta sa end of time para i-relieve siya sa duty niya as the guardian of the sacred timeline. They have a choice. The Loki has a choice. Hindi siya Hindi siya scripted or hindi siya wala siya timeline na no, it's may they have a choice na siya yung papalit or kill he who remains. So if he who remains dies, those Kang, those ano, those other even versions of Nathaniel Richards will sprang out once again at magkakaroon na naman ng multiverse of war.
Yes.
Damn. So it's like happened? Rick and Morty, man.
Very
so
good,
so
yes.
What happens? Tell me, what happened?
That is for you to watch, okay?
They killed him.
Gago, ang astig lang ng idea, di ba? Oh. Na parang pinapanood natin Avengers, man, and like the powerful shit dun sa shit nila is the mga stones, mga ganun, mga beings.
Pero hindi lang then, yun yung pinaka-powerful.
Then may pa, mas taas pa na being nun, parang fourth dimension or some shit that watches over every single one of the shit. So parang tayo yung mga entertainment, yung enjoyer nitong mga hype na to, we're the higher being, basically.
Ito pa, sa TVA, add ko lang sa info nyo. Well, panoorin nyo pa rin.
Ano?
Lahat ng Infinity Stone doon walang kwenta.
Yeah, nakita ko.
Parang ano, parang
Infinity paper. Na-enjoy ako.
Parang bato lang siya.
Design lang sa table ang puta. Yung parang, di ba natuwa pa si Loki, like, oh shit, puta.
Pinakita
niya sa table, buta, ang dami. Walang kwenta.
Wait lang. Di ba sabi nila, it wouldn't work in its own universe? Right? Bakit yung kinuha nila sa ano sa Endgame gumana sa universe nila?
Oh yeah.
No. Hindi sinabi sa TVA lang.
Kaya nga, yun nga sabi ng TVA, it wouldn't work sa hindi
if it's not
hindi niya universe yung stone na yun. So bakit sa Endgame gumana?
So baka same universe.
Oh wait, no.
Bumalik sa taas.
I think same universe but
bumalik lang sa past.
Time
travel lang.
Might be a different timeline yung mga Infinity Stones.
Bumalik lang sila.
Hindi siya universe. Okay.
Baka different timeline niya. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Baka same lang. Lino kay kasi like sabi natin kinuha ni Hawk yung ano time stone and then 1 second later para kay ano binalik lang din agad. Parang ganun sa POV niya.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the same universe.
So di niya alam
na same universe different timeline. Yes, okay.
Yes, good.
Good.
So, sabi ko, oh, okay, Naruto, ha, I see. Putang ina.
It's nice.
Oh, ikaw, eh. Do your thing. Pa.
Wait, so the Watcher exists in the shit, the MCU, huh?
Yeah, I think he exists now in the MCU. Yeah, kasi
that's the one.
What we've seen sa Multiverse of Madness, like, merong parts dun sa trailer na they've nakarating sila sa ano, animated universe.
Did they?
Yeah. I've seen some clips na. Yeah, Miss Marvel. Miss Marvel nga ba? Is it Miss Marvel?
The picture lang yun na cone. Sino si Captain Rambio?
Hindi, si Miss Marvel yung kasama ni Doctor Strange yung babae na Hispanic. Merong picture na parang nasa animated universe sila.
Yeah. But damn. Geez.
Yeah, I think you should watch What If before you watch Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, I need it. I need What If like right now. Give it to me, Nash.
Speaking of parts of Phase 4.
It's in Disney Plus. What the fuck?
Oh,
Disney Plus. Yeah. Yung account nila. We'll watch it on Disney Plus. I've used a VPN to fucking subscribe to Disney Plus. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Like, nangihiram ako account kay Nash.
Oh, my account.
Yeah, we have VPN.
Come on.
What are you saying, man?
It's not like I'm gonna download it, you know, in some
website. What are you saying, man?
You know, man.
Come on, man.
Only legit shit here.
Just fucking make an account. What the fuck are you talking
about? Yeah, make an account.
Know why you parasiting on Nash?
Siyempre!
Kasi pinapayaran ko yung kay Nash.
Oh, yeah.
Wow!
Calm down, boys. Back to the subject.
Calm down, boys. Back to the subject. Yes, teacher. We're gonna go. I want to talk about the Eternals.
Okay.
Let's go. is it?
Explain, man. Explain Eternals, man.
I just want to talk about why is there a brother of Thanos there?
Yeah,
who the fuck is this Eros guy?
Firefox, tama?
Starfox.
Yep. Starfox.
Mm. Firefox.
The one who goes, "Haya!"
What?
Come on! Haya, come on!
Ina mo.
Damn, dude, I don't know, man. People are setting shit, up. Sinabi ni Starfox kung bakit siya nandun, ah. They're gonna find the other Eternals.
Is Eros a fucking Eternal?
He is.
Why is he brother?
Why is he called Star Fox? And he has a brother named Thanos that inflicts fear in everyone's
there's a whole new story. Alam ko, may story.
Name, may he has a brother named Star Fox.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, his name is Star Eros.
No, Eros yung kanyang tunay na pangalan. Star Fox lang yung, ano, yung kanyang superhero name.
Hindi celestial si ano, Eros.
Hindi ba?
No.
Ano?
Eternal, sabi ko. Eternal. Yeah. Why is he an Eternal in the first place? Di ba mga Eternals is they made like fucking machines or something?
Ayun nga eh.
Si Thanos rin eh. Di ba?
No! Fucking Thanos looks like a fucking purple ball sack.
Yeah.
Why is Eros look like ano?
He's a mutant. Yo, man. He's a monster,
don't do him
man.
Like that.
No, man. I think my explanation dun legit. Kasi diba...
Of course, there's an explanation.
Oh, may na panood ng video na...
Why is Thanos look like a purple ball sack?
Magkapatid sila ganun. Kasi diba, sa Eternals, lagi nilang minimension na pamilya sila. Like sila, Icarus sila, yung buong Eternals. So maybe yun yung shit ni... Eros yung sinasabi niya, nakapatid niya si Thanos. It's because maybe Thanos was an Eternal.
Damn, what's Vin Diesel in the fucking, you know?
Yes, he was there, man. He was like, fuck my family.
Wait lang. Ito. In the comics, Thanos is an Eternal.
You know, shit!
What? Oh, diba?
Really?
Yeah. In the
and
comics?
From a
nobody gives a shit
bloodline.
About the comics, man.
Nobody gives a shit about the comics.
Iba kasi yung MCU, ano sa comics, iba yung shit niya. Like he wanna wipe half of the, di ba kasi to impress the death or some shit. Pero dun sa ano, parang
para dito sa MCU to ano,
Thanos is a Titan, man.
Ang fucked up nga kasi nung yung Eternals, di ba? Like people hated fucking Eternals so much kasi it made Tony's death less ano dramatic or like less meaning. Kasi
bakit? Paano?
Wait, di mo pa napanood ano, di ba, Eternals,
I don't give a shit anymore.
Go, explain! May gusto ba mag-explain ng Eternals dito kay Gloco? Just keep it short, man. Go.
Like, Eternals is the reason why, like, I don't know.
Yung universes are made, tama? Or galaxies? What the fuck?
Yeah, yung mga celestials. Kaya, the Earth was, yung parang Earth is, like, a breeding ground for another celestial to be born.
Sayang nga, hindi sumabog yung Earth.
It was selected, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gusto ko pa nang makita yun.
So, can you explain to me why they didn't fucking meddle with Avengers?
The reason why they didn't meddle with Avengers is that the only reason why the Eternals was theirs because di pa alam ng Eternals to, but yun nga, sinabi ko na Earth was just another breeding ground for another celestial to be born and they required a specific amount of humans or living life forms
energy.
sa Earth para
puputok ko na naman yan
born. Mm-hmm. For a celestial to be born, so nung
puputok mic mo ayos mo muna
pause.
So eto okay. Sige tuloy ko okay, yung Chris. So nung
let Nash explain, man. I want to
see
Nash. Let Nash explain, man.
Let Nash, man. Let Nash.
They were
get the fuck out of here. Salita si Nash ng mga pakari, man.
Malis ka dito.
They were only sent there to like protect the ito. Seed. Like lang deviants lang ang ano nila, ang
kailangan
patayin. Hindi nila, hindi sila pwede mag-intervene sa kahit anong human war or human advancement. Lahat. They can't intervene.
Tama.
Yes. But did some of them get snapped?
No, they didn't get snapped because they're not, you know, the half of a population na kailangan i-snap sa universe. One thing, you know, saved or delayed the inevitable birth of that celestial.
So si Thanos was a hero.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yeah, yun yung sinasabi ni Vanilla na parang naging less dramatic yung ano.
Pagkamatay ni Tony Stark.
Yun
so ibig sabihin, putang ina, Tony Stark just fucking started the engine again towards the birth of a new Celestial.
Kasi nung...
Darn you, Tony Stark!
Kasi nung bumalik yung ano ba tawag sa... Di ba blip? Was it blip? Yung remove blip, or bumalik? Ano yung pagbalik?
Yeah. It was a blip. Yeah, blip.
Yeah. Pagbalik, blip ba? So parang nag-ano din
no or... both are blip. Okay, both are blip. Nung bumalik ang ano.
So nung bumalik yung mga
blip yung nawala, resurgence yung bumalik.
Jesus.
Ito, add ko lang yung mga what call this?
Celestial.
Ano tawag doon?
Ano?
Din, no.
Eternals.
Eternals, hindi talaga sila mabiblip kasi gawa lang sila, get mo?
Like may cosmic energy din sila, like I think they're protected from that.
Yeah.
Protected sila sa energy ng stones for sure. Kasi yes. Celestial.
Okay, akala ko kasi it's the mere fact na sinabi kasi ni Chris na tipong they're not part of the 50% population.
What the fuck?
Kasi they probably, they don't belong to any civilization kaya hindi sila pwedeng parang
gano'n. They aren't.
Nire-rewrite lang. Maganda panoorin mo kasi meron dong ano eh. Hindi nare-rewrite yung ano niya, Athena.
The more you guys talk about this, the more I question yung mga nangyari sa mga previous ano movies. Like for example, yung timeline pala na nakita ni Doctor Strange. So what kind of fucking timeline is that? Is that the sacred timeline na sinasabi niya ninyo? Was that it?
Oh, probably, yes.
Yeah,
probably diba? Part yun. Siguro part yun kasi inyo napili na like doon ano eh, doon mananalo eh.
Yeah, so, manalo, pero did Strange even see everything else that happened right after? All the consequences and all that shit? Kasi parang putang na, gulat pa rin siya na nangyari yung nangyari sa No Way Home.
True.
Diba? Like parang think, he was just acting na, hey, oh God, okay, this is
happening. I think specific dun sa timeline, I think dun sa timeline lang yun na kailangan lang nila manalo. Wala nang towards dun sa mangyayari.
Putang ina, dapat pinaano na nila si Ant-Man dun sa mga... Pinano niya na yung
siya. Baka nakita din niya na fuck, naging evil siya gago, di ba?
No, wait. Wala kasi si Ant-Man. He was still stuck in ano. Pero putang dami pwedeng patayin.
That's the reason why they cannot do that shit.
Ant-Man was still stuck in the...
Ant-Man was stuck on the quantum.
Quantum core.
Pero ang dami pang paraan para patayin si Thanos doon. Puta, yun yung ano nila, timeline na nakita ni Doctor.
Oh, wait, no. Let me scratch that. Ant-Man wasn't stuck in a quantum realm. He was stuck on his own home. Because he was in house arrest.
No!
Kaya hindi siya makatulong. Yeah. He was stuck in there.
Sinabi.
Saka lang siya na-trap sa quantum realm nung na-snap siya.
Yung na-snap.
Yes, exactly. Hindi siya makatulong.
I never watched Ant-Man, so I didn't know that. So akala ko parang the reason why nakabalik siya, even though everyone fucking got snapped, was na-release siya nung daga.
Yes.
Yeah.
The savior man, the savior of the universe, that rat.
So wait lang, he got, so basically si Ant-Man na-snap din siya. Napunta
rin
sa
quantum. No, he didn't.
Sa quantum siya.
So paano kailan siya napunta sa quantum?
Ito, they were making an experiment dun sa quantum realm that time with Dr. Pym and his wife. Tapos when Infinity War was happening, the gauntlet was already snapped. Tapos nandun na si Ant-Man
sa loob ng quantum
realm. I remember. Pull out siya. Yeah. Nakita ko yun sa, it was like some kind of after credits sa ta.
Yeah.
I see. Nasaktuhan lang talaga. Mm-hmm. Okay. I see.
Damn, boy.
The whole world is in chaos and then Ant-Man is just doing experiments, man.
I mean, hindi niya alam eh.
I mean, hindi experiment. May explanation din yun. They needed to save the girl na nag-phase.
Oh yeah.
Nung nanay ni yung asawa ni Hank Pym, may energy doon na pwedeng i-harvest.
Stabilize
yung nagpe-face na babae. Yeah, si Ghost. Yun. Lang na.
Did she die though? Ghost die?
Hindi na pinakita.
Like, wala nang hindi na pinakita after this.
They forgot about her.
She fucking starved to death. She fucking starved to death.
No one gives a shit about her anymore, okay?
All right, go.
It was fun. It was nice, man.
I want to talk about din sa mga bagong heroes na it's gonna coming on the phase 4.
Who the fuck was like that? Black Knight. Who the fuck was that guy?
Black Knight. So who the fuck is that guy?
Black Knight. Blade. Oh my god, man.
Blade.
The vampire. Putay na, you guys don't know Blade.
You don't know Blade?
You guys don't know Blade?
You haven't watched Wesley Snipes?
But what Jesus the fuck? Blade?
Blade is a Marvel.
Yeah, Blade.
What the fuck?
You know? Si Daywalker?
The fuck? How do you
don't know the Daywalker?
The fuck, man?
Yeah, don't know the Daywalker, man.
Oh, man, what the fuck, dude?
It's kind of fucked up in a world full of like this incredible human beings. May mga naglurk na mga walang kwentang mythical vampires? Creatures. You know, like, what the
hey,
fuck?
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck hey, that hey, Punisher, Moon Knight as werewolves. Moon Knight as werewolves.
Punisher, man.
So stupid. It's so fucked up.
Yeah, kaya ma-explain ata yan sa X-Men kasi ka mutants nga, di ba? Feel ko lang may something yun na ma-explain.
Sa yeah, Blade ba, mutant?
Parang ang daming world na nangyayari tapos pinag-creation sa isang ano isang malaking shit.
No, you know what the problem is?
I know, what's the problem? Sir?
It's a cinematic universe. That's it. Okay. It is limited by corporate decisions, okay?
Oh, excited ako kay Deadpool.
Actually, hindi wala nang limitations ngayon ng Disney kasi they already have the rights on everyone. Yeah.
So there's no more limitations.
This is the reason why MCU. The multiverse thing is happening.
You know what's sad though?
Disney is ano.
You know what's sad though? All this is happening and Stan Lee is already dead.
Yeah, why do we have to bring that up, dude?
Because the freaking No Way Home didn't have Stan Lee there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kahit man lang like homage or anything to him, wala.
Oh, nga. Kahit poster nothing. Or like ano,
fuck
diba?
It.
Oh,
wala
nothing,
ba?
Wala ba? Even the PS5 Spider-Man had one. He had a cameo there. Dito, wala. He didn't have anything.
Maybe diba? Then, it's not canon.
Exactly. It's not canon.
It's never canon.
It's
fucking with our brains, you know?
Interesting.
I think they made a Stan Lee reference. Yeah, I think they made a Stan Lee reference.
Yeah, I think oh, just, meron.
Yeah, we just haven't, ano.
I think hindi mo lang maalala.
Yeah, just haven't seen.
Alam ko meron, eh. Naalala ko na...
With great power comes with great...
You know, if there was one... Kasi
cameo is impossible now.
If there was one, then people would have been talking about it. Never seen a post about it. Nada.
True.
So no. they
maybe they're too focused because there's so many shit to mention in that fucking movie, man. Oh my god.
Or maybe because the family of Stanley didn't approve of including him there. I don't know, dude. You know, corporate stuff again. You know, hey, sign this agreement that hey, we're gonna put you in the movie. Parang ganun. They can't because he's dead. Excelsior.
Let the man rest, please. Let him rest. He's already dead. Stop giving him work.
We can't. What do you call this? We can't go. Damn, that was Stan Lee, man. We can't do that shit anymore.
No, that was sad. Oh well. Alright, so ano na? Multiverse of Madness, ba? Huh? Is it time? Cause fuck, man. It's already been an hour.
May Morbius pa.
Putang ina.
May Morbius
na pa to. Putang.
Fuck, ba? Stop with the Morbius, man. I'm not
excited. It's only been an hour.
It's cringe, what?
No, I'm I.
It's like shit. It's a demon,
Multiverse
no?
of Madness.
Fuck.
What do we expect there? The thing in what do we expect of Multiverse of Madness?
Kasi si Wolverine, si X-Men, Magneto, X-Men. Si Professor X,
yeah,
si
Harry Potter,
si Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, oh nga, Gagamboy. Puta na.
Si Frodo Baggins.
Ipis Man, puta. Plastic Man.
Plastic Man.
Tama na, nandun na lahat.
Can't wait for Frodo Baggins.
Bakit ang Pilipinas? Di ba may comics? May comic Frodo. Series si Mars Ravelos?
Yeah.
May comic series si Mars Ravelos. Hindi gumagawa sila ng Mars Ravelos cinematic.
We need that shit, man. Joaquin Bordado.
I would have watched that shit.
Joaquin Bordado.
I would have watched that shit.
May mga dragon.
Joaquin Bordado.
Ganda ng powers
nun. People want drama, man.
Fuck.
Kay drama sila.
Just make something.
GMA, napigyan ko na kayo ng idea. Yan. Puta ka, Mars Travel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, alam mo na, Nash, clip to
20%
na. Nash, clip to.
Let's go. Let's go, AJ Raval for Darna. Let's go.
Shut the fuck up.
AJ Raval, Darna.
Gago, ta si Ken si Ding, gago. Ken like si Ken.
Ding ang bato.
Ding ang bato.
Ding ang bato, ito na. Subukan na.
Wait,
yung buha at linabas nila sa isang
Encantadia
isang Metro Manila Film Festival lahat nung ano, lahat nung Mars Ravelo's films.
Ay papanoorin ko 'yun.
Lahat yung naka-showing lahat. Tapos sa next na ano, next year na what do you call it, Manila Film Festival. Isang ano na, yung isang convergence na nung films sa 'yun.
Yeah.
Parang end game niya, puta kaya.
That would be nice, man.
I would watch that shit. Ano sasabihin? Ano sasabihin ni Gagamboy? Pag nakita kita na lahat.
Gagamboy ba? Mars Ravelos ba? Gagamboy?
Great power comes great miral ko, Bill.
I don't think Mars Ravelos was... Mars Ravelos.
What the fuck?
Mars Ravelos...
Agent 007.
Puta siya niya.
Agent X-44 kasi yun.
Mars Ravelos is Gagamboy.
Malaki bayad kay Bong ano dun ha, kay Bong Navarro.
Wait, alam mo sasabihin ni ano? Ni, what do you call this? Ni Gagamboy.
Ano?
He's gonna grab a fucking, how do you call this? Some kind of commercial product. He's gonna put it in front of the fucking screen. He's gonna talk about it for like 5 seconds. Ayun, that's what he's gonna say.
Why, man, why?
I don't get it.
Because that's how Filipino movies work, okay?
We were easy try to be Deadpool. What the fuck?
No, it's just how. That's just how film festivals work. It's just money.
Oh.
You know how Kobosote works. You know how Vice
Ganda.
Yeah.
How Vice Ganda movies.
Then they should stop doing that shit, okay?
Yo, I kind of miss the Metro Manila Film Festival. It was used to be fun to watch. Dati no bata ako. There's a lot of movies I was looking forward to dati nung Metro Manila. Right now it's just
it's like may magawa lang. Proud pa sila na 7 days lang ginawa yung film nila. What the fuck, man?
I mean, there are good ones hindi lang na notice for sure.
I think the only good ones na nandito sa ano sa Pilipinas na films are indie films. If we're gonna talk about films.
I mean, may mga good shit sa ano, may mga good shit sa Netflix. Mga Pinoy movies.
Paliyabin mo ang apoy sa gabi.
What the fuck? Baka Pinay Flix,
pinapalabot mo ang aking pinya.
Baka Pinay Flix yan eh. Tangina, wala na. Alam na natin yung pinapalabot ni Neil. Sige, kaya pala bumili TV to.
Kaya pala malaki. Gusto mo malaki pa talaga TV?
Yung 3S mo, gawin natin 12. Ganon, gawin mo tangina. Inang Neil.
Nasa sidetrack na tayo.
Okay, nasa sidetrack na tayo sa universe nyo.
Host, ano ba? Host,
Kontrolin mo.
Doon tayo sa ano eh. Doon tayo sa...
Tayo Spider-Man 2, ano.
Kaya nga, Multiverse of Madness, diba? We're talking about madness.
We're talking about multiverse.
Multiverse and madness.
Inaayaan ko po lahat nanonood ng podcast ngayon na i-post nyo yung multiverse ni Gloco.
Ay, marami! Marami yan! Bruno! Oh my God!
Post nyo.
Ang dami na nahanap. May nahanap nga sila sa Hercules dun eh.
Tangin na yung pinost sa akin. Hanip na yan.
Yung sumasayaw?
Yung sa...
Sumasayaw sa next door. Naka-face. What the fuck?
Ay, tangin na yung putang ina.
Yung nagtitiktok.
Tak, yung nagtitiktok.
Yeah, anong pangarap ko sa ano sa future? Lahat-lahat ng mga Glocoverse na ano? Pagsama sa
mga
CSGS. CSGS.
Gagawa ka
lahat kami nandoon.
Glocoverse. Meet up. Eyeball.
Yung gumagawa ng kape, yung ano, yung rapper na isa. Actually, daming rapper eh po. Tingko tatlo rapper.
Gagawa ka na. Glocoverse Coffee Shop.
Glocoverse Meet.
Di ba meron ka ng ano? Yung doppelganger na isa?
Yeah, si... Fuck!
Oh, di maalala pa nga ano, no?
It's in the tip of my tongue. It's in the tip of my tongue. It starts with...
Habang iniisip niya yan, ano na ba ang ano natin, host? Host, hello.
Di ba nga, sabi ko, ano mga yung mga upcoming ano upcoming expectations dun sa Multiverse of Madness? Di ba, nakita niya naman din yung ano, si...
Just introduce X-Men.
Professor Xavier.
Yeah, like, X-Men, man.
Just introduce
please.
Like, napapatulong din ako, what the fuck is that Iron Man sentry is doing there? Dun sa, para sinasabi mong Illuminati siya.
Illuminati nga kasi, sila.
Wait.
Inang nasa
feel ko yung sentry na yon na nakikita ano, tawag dito.
Ano?
Superior nga kay Superior Iron Man.
I think it's the timeline na nag-work yung Ultron program ni Iron Man.
Yes.
And Xavier was there.
Mm. Yes.
Baka yun. Wow.
Kasi sa Illuminati, andun si Xavier, si Superior Iron Man, tapos yung sino yun? Si Marvel na iba ring variant.
Tapos, so the Illuminati is an evil entity then?
No. Ibang ano sila. Sino pa isa? Fantastic Four. Yung isa.
Ito ano ba ang Illuminati doon?
Hindi ko maalala eh.
Si ano? Reed Richards?
Ano?
Mr. Fantastic.
Basta yeah, si Mr. Fantastic. Pero di ko alam kung siya pa rin. Mm. Pero ibang ko, anim sila or ano eh.
That was weird, man. So, if you introduce nila yun, like, so, X-Men exist now in that universe or side. That
ito. Yeah. So, andun rin si, ewan ko kung, I think si Defender, ano to, Defender Strange. Mm.
Yeah.
Yun, what the fuck is this, Defender Strange?
Yeah, andun rin si Black Bolt.
Marami, yes. Marami, okay.
Marami.
Watch the trailer and then i-on mo yung captions, okay?
Andun yung mga ano nila.
Yeah, yung mga pangalan niya. Oh. May Sinister Strange. So, hindi pa yun yung Doctor Strange na nakita nila dun sa What If, you know, yung the fucking if, yeah, that guy yeah. So powerful.
Sorcerer Supreme pa rin yung ano yun, nandun sa...
Yeah. That guy is powerful as fuck.
Ano, huh? Sino nagsabing that things just get out of hand?
Sinister Strange.
Yeah, yung Sinister Strange.
So, yung pinakamalakas na Strange is, sino yung Sorcerer...
Yung so what ano, if, yung so what if, yung ang pinakamalakas na...
Doctor Strange.
Basta panoorin mo na lang.
Dahil ano pangalan?
Fuck.
Superior?
Supreme, ano? Whatever.
Si ano, Supreme, si, Supreme. Si ano, si Doctor Strange.
Strange, Supreme ata.
Pro Max.
Strange.
So,
Strange Supreme, yeah.
Ano, 64 gig?
Mm. Yeah, Strange Supreme. Yeah,
this guy is powerful as fuck, man. Panoorin mo na what if, legit. May kita mo ba ano sa kalakas?
That motherfucker ate ano.
Yeah, the fucker ate the ano. Kinalaban nila yung someone that can destroy their whole galaxy in just a snap of a finger, man. Tapos yeah, nung ginawa ni Putas
Infinity Ultron.
Inano niya lang gago. Fuck, that's some
fucking guy. Infinite,
what the fuck was that guy Ultron doing then? Why is he not destroying the world or
making fuck, man. People... He got what? Fuck in that universe. Okay?
Just by who, watch, man? He's the power, just most watch, powerful being.
Just watch, you'll watch, know. Watch,
please. Just watch, you'll know.
It's like, we're telling you to watch Decadence or some shit. You know, just watch it, though. Just watch it.
That's how to appease me, okay? Oh, ano na.
Ayun na, tapos na. Salamat sa panonood.
Thank you so much, bye-bye.
I think that's the only thing that I could cover up there.
Salamat
sa panonood. I mean, there's so much to talk about this, in this things. But I'm all out of ideas
well,
to talk about.
Pwede natin sabihin sa kanila na if may mali rin po, may mali po kaming nasabi dito, pa-correct. Yeah.
I-comment nila lang kasi yeah, exactly. It's so nice to meet, like parang... yung mga ano din nila, yung alam nila.
Yeah, sa perspective nila. Kung, yeah, ah, puta, mali yan.
Bobo,
malano pala kayo, di pala kayo Marvel fan, gano'n, di ba?
Mamagaling pa kayo, putang ina nyo, di pa kayo ito kagaling.
Di pa kayo pinapanganak, nanonood, nagbabasa na ako ng comics.
Ako nagsabi sa kanya.
Eren yun.
Puta,
sulat mo yan.
Eren, you
know? I think that's about it. I think that's about itong podcast ito about Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Pumapunto ko na ng mic mo. Ano ba, Chris, ang problema ng mic mo?
I have no idea. It's fucking Discord itself.
Hindi mo sinisetup ng i-use.
Wait lang.
Is it a move na ayus?
Hello? Umaga na?
No.
Mabotok pa? Yeah. Hello? Wala na? Okay.
Okay na.
So, yeah, yun na. Okay. I mean, okay na. Yun na yung podcast natin ngayon. So,
yeah. For now.
For now. There's no more. Sino yung sunod na host?
Sino susunod na host?
Ikaw na, Neil.
Oh, si Neil na.
Bukas agad. Putang
ina. Bukas agad, ha? Wow, kasi ngayon agad.
Ngayon agad. Welcome to another podcast.
Cut nyo na lang.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching this podcast. This is we're gonna roll the patrons kasi sino pa mga natitirang Patreon.
Thank you so much. Lapit na po magawa ng fourth house.
Kita-kita
na kami. Wala lang kami sa quarantine, no, makikita ko na yung mga mukha na to.
Oh, pala, are we gonna talk about the fourth house?
Oh yeah.
Well, kumusta yung nakita mo ano? Na yung mga shelves.
Kumusta
mo yung
broom vent? Okay,
sa timeline na to of uploading this itong podcast na to. Like it's damn the cabinets, the modular cabinets.
Does it look nice
good.
For you?
It does look nice. It does.
I mean, di ko pa nakita sa loob. Eh.
Like it's everything I've ever imagined it to be. Or
yeah, holy
better.
Shit man, ganda. Promise.
Ganda
rin yung price.
You can actually
maganda.
Move them like sabi natin, fuck this shit! Ganun, tapos lagay sa kabila.
Yeah, you can just, pwede ko siya dalhin sa UK kung gusto ka ganun.
You have to say.
So it's pretty nice. It cost a pretty penny as well, pero it was all worth it. Hopefully it will be. Once na nalagay na namin yung mga dapat ilagay.
Once na lahat ng gamit ni Gloco dito sa kitchen ko malipat na sa kabila.
No, bro. We're not gonna bring
ano
any
wala?
Old shit.
Mga
no,
coffee maker
no
mo, yung mga
no,
ano mo.
We're not gonna bring any old shit doon, man.
No,
come on.
Fuck that shit, man.
Doon tayo sa
diwa.
Mga coffee maker
na
dito.
Puta, nakitira na yun dyan.
Sa kabila. Para mag-migrate
ako eh. Para mong ilipat ang Pinoy sa ano sa ibang bansa. Like sa North Korea. Don't do that shit, man. No, we don't.
So anyway, I'll post a vlog soon.
Yan.
Ay, no?
Uunahan ko siya, guys.
Like, days before.
Uunahan ka daw.
And then after that, pag medyo tapos-tapos na, dun ko ipapakita yung pinaka-update na ngayon. So, there's gonna be a lag in the timeline, but...
Gago, unahan na natin. Unahan na natin, Neil.
Unahan na natin. And by the way, sa lahat ng umabot dito sa podcast na to, be sure, guys, pumunta kayo sa Facebook page namin, Pinoy's Realm.
Pinoy's.
Mag-comment kayo na, ay, napanood ko yung podcast nyo, Bobo si Gloco, Bobo si Kay.
Yeah, Bobo si Kay, no?
So,
kaya mag-comment lang kayo ng
yes. About na, no? Sa yes, new videos namin doon because we're uploading on our Facebook page. Yeah, so,
maraming din nakalam actually na yes, advance tayo nag-upload sa Facebook. Eh. I mean, we never really announced
and
it.
And I guess that's it. Sumasakit na yung chan ko.
Yeah,
kita kayo really sa next podcast because I'm gonna be the host there and pag-uusapan namin kung ano man pag-uusapan namin.
Kung mag-host si Nash, ano yung topic ni Nash?
Oh, oh shit! Si kala nila, guest
pag
na
si
Nash.
Pag si Nash, alam ko na kung ano topic.
Ano?
Discord Lab. Okay, bye-bye!
Oh,
yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, shit! Oh, you do it like that? Oh, yung kapit na rin nahulog
ko.
Damn! Nash, feeling ko the only appropriate reaction for that shit is do the Linus, man. Do it again, man.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.